U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says the United States has not turned down any offers of aid, and added she was deeply touched by tsunami-stricken Sri Lanka's donation of $25,000. Sri Lankan journalist and UN Bureau Chief for Interpress Service News Agency, Talif Deen, says his country was one of the first to pledge financial help, and Sri Lankan doctors living in the United States are also volunteering their medical services.
It was really a gesture on the part of the Sri Lankan government, because the United States and the Western world responded magnanimously when we had our problem with the tsunami last December. I mean, it may not be much in terms of dollars, but the people of the country sympathize with what's happening in New Orleans. The people in New Orleans had advance warning, and the federal government probably should have been geared to meet this disaster. That's an advantage that we didn't have in our part of the world.
The fate of the formerly French city of New Orleans, devastated by flooding when the levees broke last week, prompted a handwritten note of condolence from French President Jacques Chirac, one of Europe's most outspoken critics of the U.S. administration. French journalist Philippe Joly of Le Figaro, who covered the destruction in New Orleans, says the city looks as if it had been bombed.
We've seen the same type of solidarity for the Asian countries stricken by the tsunami. Some people may have felt that it was unnecessary and misplaced generosity, because this is supposed to be a rich country and a lot of people think it's for the United States to help others and not the other way around. But this is a catastrophe of unprecedented dimensions, and I think it's only natural that the Europeans, among others, offered help, but that the American government took it and even solicited the release of some of the European oil reserve to get the market stabilized was a gesture of solidarity.
Dmitry Sidorov, Washington Bureau Chief of Kommersant, a business and political daily in Moscow, says Russia's initial response was to offer planes with emergency medical equipment and personnel. Mr. Sidorov notes that Russians see parallels between the Kremlin's mismanagement of rescue operations during its 2000 Kursk submarine disaster and Washington's slow initial response to the enormity of the suffering of Katrina's victims, especially among New Orleans' poorest citizens, many of whom were unable to flee the rising waters.
In my view, President Bush made the same mistake Putin had made with this situation with the Kursk submarine, when the Russian president decided not to interrupt his vacation in Sochi and not to go to the submarine base near the place where the Kursk was drowned. And then finally he decided to go and see what's going on there. I guess this is what President Bush is facing. The Russian press was criticizing President Bush and his administration for not responding properly to the damages caused by Hurricane Katrina.
Venezuelan journalist Yvette Saiz says her government has been both generous with its aid to the U.S. hurricane victims and liberal in its criticism of the Bush administration.
President Chavez lashed the government of George W. Bush for not evacuating poor people from New Orleans when they knew Hurricane Katrina was heading to the area. Mr. Chavez said that the U.S. government took no precautions, knowing that New Orleans is a city below sea level. How many thousands died that could have been evacuated by land, air, or sea? The Venezuelan government has given $2 million and raised 1 million barrels of oil for victims' evacuation. Venezuela has a tradition to help anywhere. In this case, it's a mixed situation, because Chavez said that the U.S. government is always attacking his government. So he's helping, but also criticizing a lot the Bush government. People think that much more could have been done.
The floodwaters have begun to recede in New Orleans after a major levee was repaired earlier this week. But authorities warn that thousands of bodies may be found in the hurricane-affected Gulf Coast area. Both President Bush and Senate lawmakers have promised separate investigations into the government's slow initial response to the devastation. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.
get that number when the Saints go marching in.